championship, whatever you want, right here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we launch here into the third hour of the program, we were talking in the last hour in detail about the Nevada situation that is currently brewing involving a rancher who has had his family on a certain plot of land for generations, going back to the 1800s. And the Bureau of Land Management, which is a federal government bureaucracy that claims dominion over swaths of land.
The Swartz. Use the Swartz, Lone Star.
And there's quite a situation, a conflict that's possibly about to happen out there. Federal government snipers have been moved in. There are men on the ground who are preventing people who might want to come help these folks, protesters, from reaching the area. They're setting up so-called free speech zones. They're people who are outside of those free speech zones. They actually arrested the son of the rancher. We were just going to get into talking about that. You can share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. I'm actually going to go to an unscreened call, though, to start this hour out. You're on Free Talk Live. Caller, who's this?
Hey, it's Jay Noon.
Oh, hey, you know what? I actually did screen your call. I just based on who it was. Hey, Jay. You got arrested this weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, so Friday night I was at a horse auction, and I drove home at the perfect hour, right before all the bars closed. It was like 1:15,
mm-hmm.
And I was the only guy in the road, and this is in Springfield, Mass. I must have passed 9-10 state troopers just like hanging out on the side of the road. They were like every half a mile. And so all of a sudden one of them decided to follow me. And I called Fork 411. I got it recorded. I haven't retrieved the recording yet. And so he pulls me over and he goes, "What's your name?" I go, "What's the problem? Is there, was there an emergency? What's going on?" He's like, "Chill out. What's your name? Chill out. What's your name?" And I'm just sitting there, you know? And so I said, "Well, I want to let," I was wearing a cop block shirt, just the cop block hoodie, and it says, "I record cops." So he goes, so I said, "Well, I want to let you know you're being recorded." "What is your name?" I said, "Well, so my mother calls me Joseph," or something like that. "It's Joseph Francis." He goes, "Are you Joseph Francis Noon?" I says, "No, no, I'm not. I'm not that entity. That's a dead person on a birth certificate."
So hold on, this guy knew who you were without getting an ID from you.
No, he said, "My mother calls me this."
Right. But no, he pulled me over.
Yeah, but you didn't give him the full legal name, did you?
No.
So how would he have known what your middle name was?
I'm going to tell you that.
Okay.
So I said, I go, "You know, it's kind of interesting. You seem to just pick me right out." So I go, "Why'd you pull me over?" He goes, "Oh, I got a call on," and he called it like a some weird like thing, and it's like an all broadcast to like state and local police in that area.
All points bulletin. Jay Noon is on the roads, driving home.
Yeah, pretty
look
much.
Out and beware.
Almost exactly. It said there's a man, or it said there's a black Dodge pickup truck going north on 91 that's come back to the registered owner being having a warrant and having a suspended license.
Hmm.
And he goes, "And you drove right by me," is what he said when it came through.
Uh-huh.
That's the first time I ever got a cop to admit to that. So, anyways, he gets me out of the car. I go, "Am I free to go? What's going on? Who did I injure?" And he basically pulls me out of the car, or out of the truck, and he's like yelling at me to chill out. So,
Calm down, sir!
So, then as he gets me out of the truck, he sees, he has me go in front of him, and I tell him, I said, "Well, since you are carrying the instruments of death and torture on your side, I guess I have to do what you tell me or you'll kill me."
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes, "Oh, what's this badges don't grant extra rights stuff?" And then he sees, "Oh, you're a cop blocker." He gets on the radio. "We got a sovereign citizen here. He's a cop blocker." And he's like, this guy's like really animated and intense.
Where did he see the badges don't grant extra rights? Are you wearing a shirt or did you have the cop block badge?
No, I was wearing a hoodie.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That says it on the back. I as he's, you know, walking me towards his cruiser. So it's like, all right, he's like, and I just see, like, just all these flashing blue lights just coming down the road. You know, whole Calvary's coming now.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, you know, I'm a peaceful guy. I don't hurt people. I said, what's the problem here? I go, look at all this money you guys are spending. Because this is costing a taxpayer thousands of dollars, and I'm just giving them a ton of crap, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I like to do with cops. And so anyways, they're like, picking on me like I'm the new kid at the school. And there's, like, eight of these guys, and they're like, them cop blockers are a bunch of douchebags. I don't know if I should have said that. Or
no, it's fine.
D-bag, and they're this, and they're that, and I'm like, ah, I go, actually, they're great guys. He's like, yeah, one, a judge put him in jail for 90 days for wiretapping, and you're wiretapping. You said you're recording, and so I brought up Glick decision.
Uh-huh.
And they just started laughing. And I said, so charge me wiretapping, whatever, you know? And so they're like, they're just giving me a hard time about sovereign citizen. I said, listen, I'm not a citizen.
Right.
I don't know what you're talking about. So anyways.
Yeah, prove I'm a citizen. If you're going to claim I'm a citizen, you're going to have to prove it.
I also think that it's interesting that they brought up the sovereign citizen with Jay, because if you watch the one video of Pete in, I believe it was San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
they said the same thing to him. Oh, so are you one of these sovereign citizen people?
Mm.
Hmm.
So somehow they're getting some kind of message from someone.
Oh, no. The feds have put out information.
Cop blockers are sovereign citizens.
They probably have training day where they all get together and they have a little chit-chat where who's, you know, this is you might encounter one of these guys. And
they absolutely have done this with the so-called sovereign citizen movement. The federal government has put out notices to police, state police and local police departments informing them of this sovereign citizen movement.
Right.
And they don't believe in the law and they don't believe in rights. Or whatever, you know, they just, you know, they're all violent. They're armed and dangerous. And if anybody says anything about the Constitution, they're probably a sovereign citizen. Or anybody that says anything about rights probably is a sovereign citizen. And so what they're doing is they're trying to make it look like people who know about their rights and who are willing to exercise their rights are a member of a group of people that has had a handful of folks at most engage in violence. Now, of course, the sovereign citizen movement is just rife with contradiction, including right in the name. How can you be a sovereign and a citizen at the same time? A sovereign is a king, and a citizen is a subject.
Mm-hmm.
So it's ridiculous.
But if you just filed this paperwork with the state government, then it puts them on notice that you're no longer subject to their laws. But occasionally they change the form, so you have to refile every couple of years.
And I'm sure they're also showing the Canadian family who actually gunned down the cops that stopped them. Am I right? Were they Canadians, the sovereign citizens?
I don't know if they were Canadians
I'm not
or
sure
not.
About that. You're talking about what happened here in the U.S.?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they were Canadian or not. But either way, that is one of the things they cite, is that a couple of so-called sovereign citizens had shot some cops. So every one of them is a violent and dangerous person. So, Jay, go ahead with your story.
All right, that's what I want to get into. This paperwork to make you free. Well, as we've talked before, I've been working on this for years and trying to file things and stuff. So I did a claim of my real estate, which is the all capital letters name, or which is a property to put the all capital letters name on, which is a specimen of your afterbirth that they actually take that's left behind. It would take hours to explain that. That's all I really want to say about that. So anyways, I did this paperwork about 3 weeks ago at the Secretary of State's office claiming my DNA afterbirth that they put the trust name on, Cystic Uvi Trust, is actually what it really is. So, when the bail clerk comes to bail me out, she asked me if I'm Joseph Francis Noon. I says, no, I'm not. I'm not that dead entity.
Is this
that's
the next
the
day, or is this you just got arrested and they took you to the police station?
That was like 6 hours later.
All right, stand by. I'm going to come back to you here in a moment. We'll get the rest of your story, because he said to me before the show, online that they dropped the charges. We'll find out why.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here toll free. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Send a contact request. It will be approved before you call. So again, Skype us at username lrn.fm. If you are a coffee drinker, you really need to check out BuzzBox Coffee. And there's two main reasons. One, it's great coffee. It's 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica, shade grown. This is a great product. But also, There's a lot of good coffee out there. Also, BuzzBox coffee is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something that the other coffee producers just aren't doing. They have set up a program that allows people around the world to buy into their coffee co-op. In addition to that, they're doing microloans in concert with World Vision, and we can actually help fund those microloans. When Free Talk Live listeners like you, who love coffee, start drinking BuzzBox coffee, we can get 1,000 listeners to order their coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com. That'll allow us to finance 100 microloans. It's basically every 10 listeners, they can fund one microloan to people around the world living in difficult living situations that can help them start their own businesses and make a better life for themselves. You can start right now with BuzzBox coffee and get your first pound for free. All you have to do is cover the cost of shipping, and you can cancel your subscription at any time. It's an auto ship program, so you get on set the amount of time that's appropriate for you. How long does it take you to go through a pound? If it's 2 weeks, if it's 6 weeks, whatever, you just set the delivery appropriate to your consumption habits. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Get your free pound tonight. coffee.freetalklive.com. Again, you just pay the cost of shipping. The pound itself will cost you nothing. So we'll continue here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. There's a little more to say about the Nevada rancher standoff with the federal government. We'll come back to that story when we get a chance. We've got Jay Noon on the line right now. Now, longtime listeners know Jay Noon has called in every now and then. He is a participant in the Free State Project. However, he has yet to make the move to New Hampshire. He's still living in Massachusetts. And Jay has some interesting theories. Now, whether or not the theories actually work is another question. However, there have been a lot of people over the years who've called Free Talk Live with legal theories about how to get out of X, Y, or Z, you know, not how to free yourself from this insane system using some sort of magic words or paperwork or something like that. And to Jay's credit, Jay's one of the only people that actually calls and not only has theories, but actually attempts to put them into effect. So a lot of people call and they talk about their theories, and then you ask them the question, well, have you ever actually tried this?
When's the last time you were in court?
About 22 years ago.
Yeah.
Before I ever heard any of this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Jay Noon, on the other hand, has been arrested multiple times and really backs up his beliefs with words and actions. Now, Jay, you were arrested this weekend while driving. You do not have a government driver's license. Is the car registered that you were driving?
Yeah, it's registered to my dead birth certificate name, yeah.
Okay, so they weren't able to, were they able to snatch your car from you then? I guess they were because they arrested you, right?
Yeah, they actually, the guy who towed it, I'm friends with him.
So did he tow it to your house?
Charge me. No, he towed it to his yard because he doesn't really know where my house is.
I see.
And I just went and picked up the next day.
No charge. Cool.
Go get him, boy, is what he said, the old timer.
Right on. All right. So you were telling us something about you got arrested for, what was the charge, by the way? You said there was a warrant?
Yeah, there's a warrant at a greenfield that I'm going to go up there tomorrow and raise a little hell. It's for not paying a fine of $150. And I was denied a trial by jury for this particular charge of driving without a license because the judge explicitly stated, you can't go to jail for this. You cannot be incarcerated. You cannot get a jury trial. Guess what? I got incarcerated, and I wasn't convicted by a judgment of my peers.
Mm-hmm.
That's a blatant violation of his oath of office, which I'm actually going to go tomorrow, and I'm going to put a claim in on the courts, the judge's insurance on his bond. Just like if I was to back into your car in a parking lot and you would put a claim on my insurance. Well, maybe you wouldn't, but somebody would put a claim on my insurance for damages. Well, this is what I'm going to do with the judge. And this is what I threatened to do in court today, which just got me in a pretty exciting place. So
what were they charging you with? So besides the warrant for the unpaid fine, what was the other charge? Did they charge you with driving without a license?
That's what it was. Well, the RMV says I have a suspended license.
Okay.
Which I've never even had a master.
So driving while license suspended then?
Right. Operating after suspension.
Mm-hmm.
Which only applies to persons operating motor vehicles, which I'm not a person and that's not a motor vehicle, but I might not have time to get into
that. Good luck convincing them of that.
Yeah.
Well, I talked about it today in court.
All right.
The big thing I did in court today is as soon as what they do is, so your last name, your surname, is essentially your slave name. And this is why a lot of people have changed their names to such as, to, you know, Joe Freeman, Demo Freeman, Ian Freeman. Your surname, this was all actually done by Prince William II. He went around and got surnames on all the families so they're easier to tax. It was a big thing that, you know, very few people understand. So anyways, I don't go by Joseph Francis Noon in the legalese world. The only reason I go by J. Noon is just because I'm commonly known as J. Noon to everybody. So I tell them Joseph Francis, and that's the name my parents gave me. So anyways, when they called Joseph, they called Joseph Noon at the arraignment this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk up to, right up to the gate.
You were bonded out prior to this.
Yeah, actually, my girlfriend came over and bailed me out, Saturday morning.
Okay, so you come in for the arraignment. Go ahead.
I walk up to the bar. Everybody knows that's that ship's railing that's on there in the courtroom. Some courtrooms actually don't have it. So I walk up to the bar, and I say, I want to verify, or I want to state for the record, I am not Joseph Noon. I am not that name on your paper. That name on your paper is a dead entity. And the bailiffs are telling me while I'm saying this, you have to approach the microphone. You have to walk up here, walk up here 6 feet. And the judge says, no, he can stay there. Which, usually that's about the time that I'm getting dragged off into a cell right then and there. So this is the first time I ever went wet just like this. Then the judge goes, who are you? I said, I am Joseph Francis. And he says, well, what is your interest with this Joseph F. Noon then? And I said, that is, I said, there has been a mistake. Or I said, I'm a third party of interest at Joseph F. Noon. There has been a mistake. Joseph F. Noon is a dead entity that has been dead for over 34 years. And what people don't understand is that piece of placenta they take, after you're born, that's what they give you all capital letters name to.
Well, that's an interesting theory, Jay, but I want to find out the rest of your story, so hang on. We're going to get back to that here in moments, because apparently you were able to walk out of that courtroom today, and we'll see. 855-453, that's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves here and tell your story. Bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3600. 3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. We've also got a website. You can go to freetalklive.com. And you can get interactive there. You can actually create the content there, freetalklive.com. We've got it tied in with the Reddit system. We have our own subreddit for Free Talk Live, and you can submit content right there to the front page of the website and vote it up if you like what you see there, or vote down if you don't like what you see. So go there and create the content on the front page, which we look at typically before the show to see what you think is interesting. And so go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. It's free, of course. That's freetalklive.com. Jay Noon is with us as he's telling us a story about his recent arrest this weekend for driving while license suspended. However, you don't have a driver's license, Jay Noon, and you don't want a driver's license. You don't believe that you have any obligation to get their government permission slip to operate, to go from point A to point B in a safe manner. And no one was alleging that you were driving dangerously. They were just saying that you didn't have their state paperwork. They arrested you for it. You bonded out. And you went to court the next day where you refused to cross the bar and instead spoke to the man in the robe from the gallery area in the courtroom, and that's kind of where we left off your story.
That's right, and also my belief that I don't need a license, and also the state's own statutes don't require me to have a license, or anyone who is a living man and not a person. So, anyways, I start talking about that I'm a living man, and what they have on their paper is a dead entity, and and then they're like, well, they show a picture, and it's a warrant picture, and it's got an image of me on it. And then they say, well, the name Joseph Francis Noon IV is on here, or Junior, they said, which is, you know, not accurate either, but in all capital letters, isn't this your picture? And I says, well, it appears that somebody took an image of me, copied and pasted it onto some document with a dead man's name on it. I call that identity theft. I said, so who else is involved in this conspiracy to deprive me of my liberty? And so he goes, well, we're going to have to set a date. I go, no, this is getting dismissed today. I says, who is the injured party? And I started going on about the injured party. He goes, what do you mean injured party? I said, there has to be an injured party. In order, this is a common law nation. There must be an injured party for there to be a case. Otherwise, if there's no injured party, there's no valid claim that I've injured anyone or caused damage, then there is no case.
You've injured the state.
Well, this is what they went through. They said, well, that would be the Commonwealth. And I go, oh, well, present the man or woman that is named Commonwealth and let them present their claim. Otherwise, dismiss and discharge us immediately. So he says, well, that's not going to happen, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, here's what is going to happen. I says, I charge $50,000 an hour to appear in court. I says, if you don't want to pay me $50,000 an hour, then you shall be guilty of involuntary servitude and slavery. And I'm not a volunteer here. And then I said to him, and then to enforce my payment, I says, I will be bringing whatever state actors are involved to the only Article III court in the country, which is located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and is the Court of International Trade. As soon as I said that, he called for a psychiatric evaluation. I already had six guys standing around me. They cuffed me, and they dragged me down to the cell. And meanwhile,
wow,
these bailiffs are being real jerks. Uh-huh. They're like, you're a guy that doesn't pay property tax. I remember you.
Mm-hmm.
You're a cop blocker. I remember you. You're a tax protester. You're telling, and this one guy's got a foreign accent. He goes, I came to this country because it's the greatest country in the world. And I go, look, you're doing Hitler's work. How wonderful is that? And because I got down to with these guys. I kind of enjoy it. So they're like, you should leave the U.S. And I said, well, I'm not in the United States. The United States is a corporation. Just look it up in a law dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up in Black's. United States shall mean District of Columbia. So even, so then they're like, you don't belong here, blah, blah, blah. And I said, actually, you don't belong here. You are all a bunch of foreigners is what's going on. And you're invaders occupying this territory when you work for this district court.
Oh, man.
Your people are in the wrong.
I wish I could have heard this conversation.
So anyways, I talked to a couple of shrinks to determine if I'm mentally competent or not. And that went over just fine. I explained the whole birth certificate thing with them. I talked to them two girls for like 2.5 hours.
Huh.
And they're like, well, we got to go. And I said, no, I got more stuff to tell you. Hold on. And they're like, I'm like, you can't leave yet because you're going to think I'm crazy. And I told them I'd be on Free Talk Live talking about it tonight, maybe. I told them that I'm on Derek's show and they're writing it down. And I got a Jordan Page T-shirt on that says, freedom's the answer. What is the question? They want to know about that. I had a great time talking with them.
All right.
So at 4 o'clock, they bring me back upstairs.
That's closing
time. The courtroom is dead empty except for my girlfriend.
Was there anyone in there watching you earlier?
Oh, yes. The whole courtroom was full.
Interesting. Okay.
And there was people waiting for me to talk to me. They waited around outside the courthouse.
Until 4 o'clock?
I couldn't believe that. It was like 5 o'clock when I actually walked out of the courthouse.
Okay.
There were people waiting to talk to me. This is Springfield, it's a city. Everybody's, it's all, drugs and stuff.
Sure.
People don't really care about liberty. People actually cared. I couldn't believe it.
Wow, that's incredible.
So,
okay.
Yes. So, I would expect that maybe in Keene. So, anyways, they bring me back up in front of the judge. And there's only one body in a court in the bleachers for the audience. That's my girlfriend. And like the bailiff said, oh, you can leave now. Court's done. And she goes, no, I'm waiting for Jay. Oh, Jay's not coming back. They're telling them. So, and I scripted this whole thing for her last night. I go, this is what's going to happen. I go, they're going to arrest me. Then I'll be back after the courtroom's clear. This is what always happens to me. So the judge, the clerk says, Joseph Francis Noon. I says, no. Joseph Francis Noon's a dead entity. Oh, okay, Joseph. Here's Joseph's file. And he hands it to the judge. The judge goes, so the one of the shrinks comes over and says, oh, I talked to Joseph, and he's he has strong rooted beliefs in liberty. He believes that he might try to change things. in this country, and that's what his goal in life is. And he even told me it'd be easier just to pay the fine to get a license, but, you know, that's not the point. I mean, and he and I told this, and this woman actually said, like, in a nutshell, everything I told her was, mm-hmm. it was perfect. You know, we talked a little bit about, you know, if people maybe stood up against the Nazis in the courtrooms in the 1920s or the Second Reich in the 1920s and the early 1930s, maybe a bunch of people wouldn't have got killed.
Mm.
And so she goes, you know, there's nothing wrong with this man. He's fine. You know, he's mentally sound and, you know, he's okay. And he does understand the charges. And I said, I object. And the judge just looks at me and just kind of like gives me like a 1 minute with his finger, you know. So, okay, that's fine. So when she's done, the judge goes, then what's your objection? Well, I don't understand the jurisdiction. I go, I haven't injured anybody. There's not even a claim before this court, and yet I'm being treated like a rabid animal.
Mm.
I'm being put in a cage. So I'm being threatened by large men that are all wearing the same game uniforms. And there's like three lawyers in there, and they just can't help it, but they're just chuckling, these three lawyers listening to me talking about the gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyways, the judge goes, well, prosecutor, do you really want this case? And the prosecutor says something. And I don't even know what the prosecutor says. And I says, well, I says, I want to make whoever the victim is whole. I says, if I have to pay him or if I have to go work for him or if I have to work on his farm or maybe give him a cow, if I injured somebody, I want to make them whole because I am fully liable for myself and I take full responsibility for all my situations. And the judge goes, well, I'm just going to dismiss this.
Wow.
And he goes, Mr. Noon, excuse me, Joseph, he says, may I suggest...
Hold on, Jay, hang on. We're going to come back with the very rest of your story in moments. Free Talk Live.
On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on joined the Free State Project and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Maybe we'll have time to sneak your call in if you make it right now at 855-450-FREE. It's always, when Jay Noon calls in, it's always a lengthy discussion because there's so many details to what it is that he does in court and when dealing with the police that I find just absolutely fascinating. He went into court, was arrested for driving while license suspended. He doesn't believe that he has any obligation.
He's never had a driver's license.
To have a driver's license. And he also, by the way, for a long-time listener, for people who are not long-time listeners, we previously had Jay on the show multiple times in the past, but most notably, he didn't pay property taxes on a house in Palmer, Massachusetts that he owned. And they came after him for it. They ended up evicting him from the home and forcibly taking it from him by tax sale. In that case, some of us from the Keene area here in New Hampshire actually went down to show support for him and gathered outside of his house on the day that they were intending to take it. They didn't take it that day as a result of the activist being on scene. They ended up waiting several months before actually finally taking it when no one else was around, which is one of the kind of takes us back to the story we talked about earlier with the Nevada rancher who's currently in a standoff with the federal government.
And when they did do the tax sale on the house, they had a free speech zone up outside of the house that no one was standing in.
Well, right. I walked in with a video camera that day and was arrested for...
They had the free speech zone outside of the house, plus the free speech zone outside of City Hall.
Yeah. And I was arrested, ended up having the charges dismissed with the help of the ACLU in my case, because I'm not as researched on this, kind of courtroom theory, this legal theory that suggests that you aren't actually the name on the driver's license that you do have, that there's this, corporation that's been created in that name, etc. And a lot of this stuff seems to go nowhere when you go to court. Jay, however, has actually been trying to put these ideas into play to, some success and some not so success. But in this case, sounds like it's a success. He just told us a charge of driving while license suspended was dropped. Now, he did have to go to court. He stood outside of the bar and made a few statements out there denying that he was the name that they were calling, said that's a dead entity.
He got psych-eval'd.
They forced him down. They took him away, actually, because he'd been bailed out, so he was not in custody when he went to court. They took him into custody, forced him into a 2.5-hour long psych evaluation where he explained himself. And Jay, you're back on Free Talk Live. You came back into court after they cleared the courthouse. It was right around closing time. The judge actually called you by your first name when you corrected him that time. Instead of calling you Mr. Noon, he actually corrected himself and called you Joseph. And then he dismissed the case.
Yep, he dismissed the case. And I had one friend, two friends that are with me there in the morning, and one guy said, you know, all you had to do, you didn't have to go far at all. He just put you in a psych. He said you went too far to judge. He goes, I could tell the judge was ready to just get you out of there. He goes, didn't you hear him say he's just, you know, doesn't want to deal with this or something? And I didn't hear it, but my friend said he heard it. But, you know, it is real distracting when you got, you know, men that are, you know, 6 inches taller than you and, you know, 3 inches wider than you, you know, growling in your ear as, you know, things are going on, because that's what they like to do. So I knew I was getting arrested. Whatever. Who cares? You know, sure. If I did this in England in the year 1100, I'd get my head cut off.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So, you know. Yeah, it ain't a big deal. And I had fun. I got to educate people in the, you know, in the cells. They actually moved me because I went down there. It's all loud. Then I was sitting with like 10 guys, and I start talking to them, and the only voice that's going on is mine. And like there's total silence. And usually these guys are all yelling back and forth at one another. They're all listening to me. You know, I'm giving them some Mark Stevens, some Dean Clifford. You know,
so what's the takeaway here? I mean, Jay, this is you're somebody who's done a lot of research on this. They dismissed the case on you, so congratulations. That's an amazing success story. But you know, you kind of put a few things into play here. Was there one thing that you felt was the key? Is there something that you think people should really look hard at as far as these ideas?
Yes, I didn't balk under threat. And the threat was you're going to go to a psychiatric ward for 28 days. And I was like, yeah, I could use a vacation, whatever. You guys are going to pay me $60,000 an hour. It's the attitude you're going to have with these guys. And and I stood firmly on, that's not my name, that's a dead entity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm this guy. And I explained.
But wait, okay, what if somebody has a license? I mean, most of us have gotten these things because we were told we had to do it. You know, whether it was under duress or whether it was just mom and dad, when you're 16, they say, you got to do this, son. And, you know, then you go and you do it. And then you've got one of these things. So what if they're charging you with something else, you know, marijuana possession or whatever, and you have one of these licenses? Then, you know, does that change how you have to approach this, or can you still say that's a dead entity?
No, you can still say it is a dead entity because it is. And it actually doesn't even matter if you have a license. See, I claimed that piece of dead flesh, that afterbirth, is my property. So it should have taken us out of the realm. And I don't think, that's another thing, too. I had all the paperwork for that claim, that afterbirth claim, which I know sounds really creepy.
Yes, it does.
But I had the paperwork with me. And I told the shrinks, because it's all in the paperwork. I go, just Google this stuff. It's all there. And I said, the paperwork's there. They took my paperwork. So the paperwork, I explicitly had my paperwork all in a specific order, and I had a couple of pages turned around. And this is another thing that we do, because when they do take us, they take everything out of your pockets. They take all your little briefcase and the whole nine yards, and they go through everything. And then I had memory sticks in my pocket. They go, oh, you're gonna have a bunch of information on them. And I always take at least one of my documents, and I handwrite it, absolutely handwrite it. That proves that you're living, you know, and that's, I've just been getting better at this because I've been working at this. I've been doing this stuff since I was 16 years
Jay,
old.
Jay, you got to get up here to New Hampshire. I mean, we're sitting here during the break saying we really want to be able to record this stuff. We didn't know it was happening, obviously, and of course you didn't know it was going to happen. You got arrested. So it would be nice if on a short notice basis you could have activists show up with video cameras to record this.
That's right.
This sounded like an epic court hearing, and you would have had that support up here.
Well, even without having activists necessarily where Jay is, he said that his girlfriend was with him.
Mm-hmm.
And if she had a press pass from some organization that is already registered with the SJC, as is Free Press Publications, then
so
she could have taken a video camera in there had she had a press pass.
You could provide her that. Good.
I could.
So can you get in touch with Jay? You got him on Facebook?
Jay, send me an email.
I
can get that worked out.
All right, Jay, thanks for the story tonight, man. Very interesting, and glad you made it out. And hopefully people had some good ideas they could take away from that. But, again, it's something you want to do if you have backing. I mean, you've managed to pull it off on your own, but you're really talented and researched at this. And the more that we can show people this, because it's great to have you tell the story, and it would be another thing entirely to actually see the video of this transpiring. And I look forward to helping you with that when you come up here to New Hampshire. I know that is your plan eventually, and we hope to see you here sooner rather than later. And I'm sure we'll see you at Porkfest, right?
Absolutely, yes.
All right, man. See you in a few weeks at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And thanks, Jay, for your call tonight. Jay Noon, porkfest.com, by the way, PORCFEST.com.
And I'm sure during Porkfest, Jay's brother will once again have his aerial drone flying around.
That's right, yeah.
Taking videos and photos. And there's a bill that has a hearing in front of the Senate tomorrow that we're actually going to go to.
Yep.
And show them photos from last year taken from Josh's aerial drone, and show them, if you guys pass this bill, these photos now become illegal.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Let's go to Liberty Phoenix in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Liberty Phoenix.
Hey, guys. I'm really excited that you guys had Jay Noon on. My topic is kind of sort of similar. My friend,
you have way less time than Jay Noon did, though, so you've got like 40 seconds.
Well, my friend has gotten a sighting from the city that says that we have to clean up the backyard, otherwise we're going to be fined. I just wanted to know if you guys know of any tactics that we can use to fight back against that. Cause apparently it's violating some city ordinance, blah, 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 we rule you, give us money, is essentially what they're saying. And I want to know if you guys know of any outlets.
This happened just recently, Don.
Are you the owner of the property?
No.
You're probably screwed. I mean, they're going to put the screws to the attorney, or not the attorney, the landlord in that case. And the landlord will probably order you to clean it up if that hasn't already happened already. I would say get the hell out, move to New Hampshire, and then maybe you'd have a chance here. But they pick on people for that here, too, in different places.
I would also look at the zoning ordinances and try to figure out if anything was actually visible from the street.
Yeah, you can read the actual ordinances and see if they're bluffing. So a lot of time they're not even following their own rules. That would help. You can call about it again, maybe give us a little more detail on another night. But thank you for the call. Phoenix, we'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com.
I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.